The Bush administration plans cuts in many government programs and departments, including $368 million from the Federal Aviation Administration. The FAA had planned to use that money for improving air traffic control system and airports across the country. David Field is airline reporter for USA Today. Good morning.
Good morning.
Plans to upgrade the air traffic control system have been in the works for a long time. Where's the FAA going to get the money now?
They'll still have the money. This cut, if it goes through, represents a cutback in growth over the last year. It's a cutback that may well be reversed because there's so much pressure for increased spending by the FAA. If it doesn't get reversed, we may see a slowdown in plans to hire new controllers. One of the things that the airlines want very much this year to avoid the kind of delays we had last summer is earlier hiring of new air traffic controllers. They want the fiscal year 2001 and 2002 hiring all done this year so that enough people are in the pipeline to take care of attrition, retirement, and growth at air traffic control towers and centers.
If there's pressure for more money for the FAA, why is the FAA being cut?
It may well just be this wonderful Washington insider budget game where you threaten to cut something knowing full well that Congress will put the money back in. On the other hand, the FAA is just another part of the government, and if Bush wants to demonstrate real budget discipline, he may well go through with cutting back on the rate of growth. And I really got to emphasize, as best we can tell, the cut is a cut in a plan to increase rather than a cutback from the existing level.
This going to mean higher ticket prices?
No, this won't mean higher ticket prices. It could well, however, help lead to the kind of delays we saw in the summer of the year 2000. And if we have that, if we have that kind of horror show again, I think that there will be a public outcry.
Well, there was the last time.
There was the last time, and it led largely to finger-pointing at the airlines rather than at the FAA. I think probably there's plenty of blame to go around to all parties. But right now, the airlines, simply because of their inability to communicate properly and honestly about delays and the reasons for delays, the airlines have made themselves the key target rather than the FAA.
The Senate's been holding hearings about the proposed mergers, American Airlines with TWA, U.S. Airways with United Airlines. Will the Senate approve those mergers?
The Senate doesn't have veto power. The senators who spoke yesterday at the Senate Judiciary Committee and senators who held a hearing last week at the Senate Commerce Committee expressed a pretty healthy amount of skepticism about the effect the mergers will have on service and on prices. The final decision is going to be up to the Antitrust Division at the Justice Department, and we have no idea right now who's going to be appointed there, what the philosophy of the Antitrust Division will be. Under the last president, we saw a very activist Antitrust Division. The same people who took on Microsoft were going to be judging the proposed airline mergers. It may well be a very different philosophy, but I think it's fair to say that the senatorial skepticism that we've heard reflects public skepticism and public doubts and public fears that mergers will lead to a deterioration in service, more delays, and possibly higher ticket prices. And that kind of skepticism can convey itself as a not very subtle hint to policymakers.
David Field covers the airlines for USA Today.